Dictation for Tracy Trush, T-H-R-U-S-H, December 11th, 1963. Mrs. Thrush, a 59-year-old lady, renal transplant, St. Mary's, Grand Rapids, 2016 to 2023, baseline creatinine 1.6, developed coronavirus infection and pneumonia, respiratory failure, tracheostomy, PEG feeding, continuous renal replacement, has been on dialysis since. All this is from March, April. She belongs to the Greenville dialysis facility, presently at Alma, was in Mount Pleasant. She does have a history of breast cancer and left-sided mastectomy, bone abnormalities, osteoporosis, epilepsy, history of hyperparathyroidism, hyperlipidemia. She's not aware of any coronary artery disease, TIS stroke, peripheral vascular disease. She's not aware of gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, liver disease, or hepatitis. Next paragraph, surgeries for hysterectomy. I'm not aware of ovaries, C-section, kidney transplant, parathyroid surgery, AV fistula, left upper extremity, which is the same one 8 years back, bilateral hip replacement. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications presently include Lamictal, Lasix, Midodrine, Mircera, Prilosec, Tacrolimus, I do not see other transplant medications. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. I'm seeing her on dialysis in the company of social worker and charge nurse. AV fistula working well, removing some amount of fluid, blood pressure is stable, normal low. She's presently living alone, takes care of herself, does not drive, denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, has not required any oxygen, denies purulent material hemoptysis, denies blood in the stools, makes some amount of urine, some burning but no blood, presently no gross edema or focal deficit. She has deformity, multiple areas, upper lower extremities, reviewing records from the long-term facility from April. There was also delirium, problems with tacro levels, interaction with fluconazole. She requires some Seroquel for delirium. There was MRSA tracheobronchitis, was on Zyvax, a transesophageal echo, aortic regurgitation, no endocarditis. They do not mention ejection fraction. No focal deficits, normal eye movements. Next paragraph, chemistry is here. Hemoglobin 9.5, high ferritin 1900, saturation 30%, normal albumin, potassium at 5, phosphorus at 3.9, normal calcium, PTH 131. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Renal transplant, lasted for 8 years, baseline creatinine 1.6, She is presently on dialysis, awaiting to be transferred to Greenville facility. I tried to discuss with her about checking a 24-hour urine collection to see if she has recovered enough kidney function to be off dialysis. Present creatinine is between 3.5 and 3.7. However, her muscle and body size is very small. GFR likely is below calculations. We will do a cystatin C creatinine clearance for better assessment. We discussed about a second transplant. She got very frustrated and confused about all this. We like to discuss this with her renal doctors from Greenville that knows her for the last 8 years or longer, which I think is understandable. In the meantime, we will continue to adjust dialysis orders for clearance. Nutrition. Electrolyte, anemia management, secondary parathyroidism, present KTB is 1.9 acceptable, all questions answered, emotional support provided, end of dictation.